You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Tanya Milton, the vice president of the Savannah Tribune. Hey, Tanya.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I hope spring's back.
Yeah. Had a couple of cold days there, but it's seeming a little more spring-like now, which is good because it's golf season.
Absolutely. We just got done with the Masters, and now it's the RBC Heritage. It's going on now at Harbortown at the Golf Links, now through Sunday. Right after the Reed wins the Masters with that $11 million purse.
Yeah.
Oh, that will be divided between 50 golfers, of course.
Still, though.
And the purse for the RBC Heritage is $6,700,000.
Whew.
Yeah, did I pick the wrong
career? I know. I feel like we need to take up golf, Tanya. But anyway, it's a popular sport for folks to watch as well.
And it's great weather for it today, so good luck to all the players.
Yes. Also this weekend, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's got a big event going on.
Oh, this is huge because it's the Man and Woman of the Year event. And it's a philanthropic competition to support blood cancer research. And the candidates form powerful fundraising teams to compete in honor of two local children who are blood cancer survivors. So it's going to be a real big thing. It's going on Friday night. It's a 10-week competition. So it culminates on Friday night at the Hyatt. And then the local winners, after we get the local winners chosen on tomorrow night, they will be entered into competition for the National Man and Woman of the Year.
Oh, wow. And of course, the Savannah Music Festival is also still going on.
Oh, boy. I'm so excited. I can't believe that 2 weeks are almost over. We've had so much fun, but the finale is going to be an explosion. The finale will be held at the Trustees Garden. It'll wrap up with an all-day festival featuring continuous live music on three stages. There'll also be a marketplace with local and regional food and refreshments.
Ooh, yum.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's going to be an all-day music festival, I feel like you need
And it's an
some
amphitheater.
Food.
You got to check it out. It's the brand new amphitheater at the Charles Morris Center, at Trustees Garden. Then, well, we've got on Saturday, we've got the Future Minds Literacy and Adult Education, and Phi Beta Sigma will hold its fourth annual spring fashion show with a theme of Flight 414, Clear the Runway. Now, that's going to be held on Saturday at 7 o'clock at Savannah State University Student Ballroom. And the proceeds will help fund the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Scholarship Program and also the Future Minds Literacy and Adult Education. And tickets, of course, running from $30 to $40, but the proceeds are awesome because they're going to support somebody's education.
Yeah, and check out some cool fashions from some local designers, it
sounds
like.
Cool fashions. They say that it's going to be eccentric.
Interesting.
And then on Sunday, as we wind down the weekend, we'll have the Coastal Jazz Association, and we'll be presenting the Duke Ellington Tribute Concert featuring Savannah Jazz Orchestra, and special guest Melvin Jones. He's amazing on the horn. Now, that's going to be at the Harbor Ballroom, which is downstairs at the Westin. And that's from 5 to 7 on Sunday. And it's the biggest monthly concert of the year. So get there early because seating is limited.
Yeah, and you got to love a little Duke Ellington, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, talking about that swing.
Well, Tanya Milton of the Savannah Tribune, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And have a great weekend.
You as well. It's going to be full.